again. This is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgewick at Radio Tyneside with another New Day Dawning programme. We're so pleased you've tuned in. Please stay with us and listen to our reading from the Bible for today and to the songs which fit in around its theme. And we hope it will truly enrich your day. My one and only successful fishing trip ever, that is if you discount catching crabs off the groin at South Shields, was on a fjord in Norway, a year after my husband and I were married. We were with some Norwegian friends, and it was early in the evening when we let down our weighted hand lines to catch the large fish we could easily see below our boat in the clear water. But before the bait on our hooks could reach them, smaller fish would dart in and steal it. So later we left nets out overnight, and very early that next morning we hauled in a fine catch, and we cooked our fish for breakfast. Those pieces of fish were so fresh, they danced around the pan. I'd not seen that before, or even since. In our reading from Luke's Gospel today, there's also a story about fishermen. There's Simon, later known as Peter, and James and John, and they're about to make a decision to follow Jesus. They'd been fishing all night but had caught nothing. So what happened to make them respond to Jesus' call? After this first song, we'll hear that reading from Luke's Gospel and find out why. It's a song called Will You Come and Follow Me, written by John Bell and Graham Moore.
Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean? Summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
we're beginning to read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, at verse 11. Once while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signalled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had taken. And so also were James and John, son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. So here we have a story about the first of two miraculous catches of fish recorded in the New Testament. This one was during the early ministry of Jesus Christ, when he was calling his disciples to follow him, which resulted in Simon Peter, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, joining Jesus and leaving everything behind to follow him. A friend of mine called Avril Pease wrote this next song when she began to believe after years of scepticism, I suppose just like Simon Peter in our story today. She sings it here with United Folk. It's called "There Was a Time When My Heart Closed Its Doors."
There was a time when my heart closed its doors. Time when my eyes wouldn't see. Time when my mind said, "This just cannot be. This man is too good to be real." Now I see the stars with my eyes unshuttered. I have faced my doubts. Now my mind roams free. My voice is out and my feet are dancing. My tambourine.
Many skeptics in our world today. Stories like this one teach us about Jesus' awesome power over nature. But there are still those who try to explain his miracles away or see them as some form of trickery. What we do know is that Jesus always seemed to speak out and act at the prompting of God's Holy Spirit. This could well be the case here, where Jesus listens in prayer and acts upon God's guidance, instructing the disciples where they should cast their nets. When Jesus says to Simon Peter, put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch. He hasn't been watching the lake from a vantage point on higher ground, as some would suggest, but has for a while been sitting in one of the boats preaching to a crowd of people. Before that, he was standing on the shore. He speaks with authority, and even though Simon Peter reacts with very little faith in the venture, he obeys Jesus and does as he is asked. He takes the boat out again onto the lake, albeit reluctantly. But Jesus was about to show Simon Peter something which would alter the course of his life. Here's an appropriate song. It's called Maybe God Is Trying to Tell You Something. Speak, Lord. And it's from the film The Color Purple.
If I were you, I would say yes.
Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Speak to me.
Speak, Lord.
Oh, speak, Lord.
Speak to me.
Won't you speak to me?
Speak, Lord.
I was so blind.
When the fishermen realized they had a catch, they had great difficulty drawing in their nets. They had to shout out to the others for help. This catch was so enormous that the boats began to sink, and all this has a dramatic effect on Simon. Simon was what we might call today a man's man. We know that he was outspoken, strong-willed, impulsive, enthusiastic, yet at times brash, a no-nonsense kind of guy. Men like this are not easily taken in or convinced by what others say, which is why he is an ideal witness here to this miracle. He stares in wonder at the miraculous catch of fish all thrashing around in the net, and he senses something of the power and presence of God all around him. He simply falls to his knees in awe and begs Jesus to go away from him, for in the presence of Jesus' holiness, he is all of a sudden aware of his own unworthiness. Simon Peter's words, "Go away from me, for I'm a sinful man," reminds us of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah's words when he first became aware of God's presence in a vision that he had in the temple. He said something very similar. He said, "Woe to me, for I am ruined. I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And now my eyes have seen the King, the Lord, the Almighty." God has in mind for both Simon Peter and Isaiah a very special task ahead of them both, but out of this moment they just cannot see it. This reminds me of some words from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, which say, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him." So here's a song on that theme, "Eye Has Not Seen," written by Marty Horgan.
Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has ready for those who love him. Spirit of love, come with us. Sorrow weigh us down, be near to us, O Lord. Forgive the weakness of our faith and bear us up within your peaceful
And so Simon finds that his past sins are now wiped out, forgotten, for Jesus has a plan for his future. Carl Menninger, the famed psychiatrist, once said that if he could convince the patients in psychiatric hospitals that their sins were forgiven, 75% of them could walk out the very next day. Now, I don't know just how accurate that statistic is, but I do know from a personal experience that amazing sense of freedom and lightness of step that I encountered after my first confession to a priest just before I was confirmed in the 70s. Here is a beautiful Gaelic song next called Eig Christ en Sheol, and it's sung by the priests. It's sung in Gaelic, so you won't understand very much of it, but there's a chorus in it which, when translated, reads, "By the Christ of the sea, may we be caught in the nets of God." I'd like to use this song for a meditation today, so we can concentrate on prayer rather than listen for lyrics, which we won't understand. So in this next song, try to imagine that you are in the fishing boat of this story. And as you listen, you see the net straining with thousands of fish all thrashing around. And you look up, amazed, and see Jesus, the one who directed you to throw out the nets in the first place. You realize God's presence and his power in and around you, and you fall to your knees in wonder before him, very aware of your past life. What is it you feel you must say to Jesus? And then listen and see what he says back to you.
Make peace and chill. Make peace and fall. Heal and
Jesus reassured Simon Peter that all was well, and there was nothing to fear, and that from now on he and the others were destined to catch people. In some translations that says to become fishers of men and women, bringing them into God's kingdom. Because Peter humbled himself, he was raised up by Jesus, and was handed a future full of hope and challenge. Jesus offers us the same today, but are we humble enough to accept his offer? Could this be what we have been looking for and never have realized it until now? This is a song by Chris Tomlin called Lord, I Need You. I need you every hour.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest, and without you I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. It's where you
Once we find ourselves restored to God, are we willing to go that step further and ask what He has in store for us in the future, or what task He has mapped out for us, or which road He would like us to take? Might He be calling us too to be fishers of men and women? And so our time is up on New Day Dawning. Thank you for your company this morning. And following hot on our heels today, we have Martin Green with his Breakfast on Tyneside show. So please stay tuned. We're going to finish today with a traditional hymn, Jesus Calls Us O'er the Tumult, but sung here in a folk style to an original southern melody. It's accompanied by traditional southern instruments, banjo, mountain dulcimer, and accordion. But the words of this song follow on nicely from all we've been learning today. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our world's wide restless sea. Day by day his clear voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. Bye for now.
Jesus calls us o'er the tumult of our life's wide restless sea. Day by day his clear voice soundeth, saying, Christian, follow me. As of old Saint Andrew heard it by the Galilean lake, turn from home and soil and kindred, leaving all for his dear sake. Jesus calls us from our worship of a vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us, saying, Christian, love me more. In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pledges, Christian, love me more than these. Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thine obedience, serve and love thee best of all.